We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning by the two dots, like 15 lines from the top. Amram Shum Velevi. Zok the Gemara. Amram Shum Velevi. V'shal sheyored Moshe b'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Moshe left from HaKadosh Baruch Hu after Kabbalah Satayra, he left with the Torah. Bas Satan v'amal afanu v'bnei shalom. Torah hechan he. The Satan came running and said, "Hey, where's the Torah? What happened to the Torah?" Amaloi, so Hashem told the Satan, "Nasati el aretz, I gave it to the land." Halach etz aretz, he went etzel the earth. Amaloi, Torah hechani, where's the Torah? Amaloi, elikim haven darka. Hashem knows where it is. Who yodas mekayim at the end of that pasuk? Hashem knows where it is. I don't know where it is. Halach etz yam, Satan went to the oceans. Amaloi, and the ocean answered, "Any madi, I don't have a Torah." Halach etz atahaim, he went to the depth of the earth, and he asked them, "Do you know what the Torah is?" Amalei, "Ain bi, it's not by me." Shadam, the pasuk says, "Tahaim amalei bi," the depth of the earth says, "It's not me." Loi bi, he v'yam amaini madi, and the yam says, "It's not with me." Avda in amavest, he went to the avda amavest, which is Gehenim, and he asked them, "Where's the Torah?" Amra bezaneinu shemanu shema, I heard that the Torah got to the Aretz, but I don't know where it is. You know, I heard the same thing. It's somewhere in the earth, but I don't know where it is. So Chaza, so the Satan came back to Hashem. I'm the Fnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Bnei Shalom. Chipasti v'chol Aretz. I looked around the whole earth. V'lo mitzasi. I didn't find it. Amaloi leich etz ben Amram. Go to ben Amram. Halach etz Moshe. He went to Moshe, and he's going to ask him, "Where's the Torah?" Now, there's a stickle diak here. It says, "Leich." Hashem says, "Leich etz ben Amram." And then it says he went to Moshe. So the Mashal explains Pshat is like this, that Hashem said, "Look, Moshe Rabbeinu has schus of us. He has the schus of Amram. Amram was a big tzaddik. He didn't have any averus. So he says, look, I gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the meyuchas to Amram." So he answers back, "No, I'm going to Moshe. I don't care about the schus of us of Amram. Halach etz Moshe." Amaloi Torah, this is my Shah's Pshat. Amaloi, they went to Moshe. Amaloi Torah, Shinos to Kosh Baruch, Hechenu, where's the Torah that Hashem gave you? Amaloi, Vichimani, Shinos to Kosh Baruch, Torah. Me? They used to give me the Torah? Who am I that Hashem gave me the Torah? So like, he denied the whole thing. Amaloi Kosh Baruch, Moshe. Moshe, by Dayata, you're not saying the truth, you're lying. You know, you have a Torah, why are you saying? By Dayata, are you a liar? It's like a B'tmiya Rashi says, are you a liar? You have a hidden treasure. You learn the Torah every day. And you think I got it? I'm going to make believe I have the Torah. It's your Torah, your special Torah that you let me learn also. It's not mine. Since you made yourself into Anav, the Torah will be called in your name. Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi. So you see, it's called Tyrus Moshe. The Torah is called Tyrus Moshe because he made himself an onav on the Torah. You have to speak at the top Tosfos that here they have a whole case here. The Satan doesn't know what a Torah is. What do you mean? The Matan Torah, the whole world was shaking. The Satan didn't know what a Torah was. He wasn't a Matan Torah. That's Tosfos asks. Top of the Amud Tosfos asks. The Chisatan lo yodeh a Matan Torah to know about it. So Tosfos brings down a medrash that Hashem gave the Satan a job to keep him busy. B'shas Matan Torah, Taka missed it, because Hashem didn't want him to be mekatreg and say a nation that within 40 days is going to do the egel, you're giving him a Torah, and therefore he didn't want the Sultan to say that, so he sent him away. He gave him a job to keep him busy, so he shouldn't realize about Matan Torah. So he came back. Taka didn't know about Matan Torah. Zok the Gemara Vaitev. Al Rav Shua Malevi. B'shas Sha'olam Moshe Lamarim. When Moshe went up to Shemayim for the 40 days to Mekabel Torah, after Matan Torah, Matzul Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shei Koyshe Ksarim LaYisrael. He found the Hakadosh Baruch Hu that he was making tagim is little crowns. If you ever look in the Sefer Torah, the certain oases have a crown. It's the Shatnez Gates, the Shin, the Ayin, the Tes, the Nun, the Gimel, the Tzadik, the Zayin. They all have these like little crowns. There's little tagim on top. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu was making the tagim, and Zvuyin the Gemara and Menachos a little more. Because Rabbi Kiva one day will darshan a bunch of halachas out of each tag. And Akash Baruch was making these tagim on top of the Isis. So he walked in. Amaloi, and he didn't say Hashem Aleichem to the Eibishtu. Amaloi Moshe, ain't Shalom Bircha? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to Moshe and says, in your town they don't say Shalom? Amaloi fun of Klum Yesh Evish Nesh Shalom L'Rabbi? Is there such a thing as saying Shalom Alecha to a Rebbe? You can't say Shalom Alecha to a Rebbe. Amaloi, okay, you're right. Maybe you're not supposed to say Shalom Alecha to your master, which is actually a Shaila. If you look at in Parak Tfilas HaShachar and Mstechtas Brachas we had, there's a Rashi and Taisvis there. If you ever say, it's only if your Rebbe says Shalom to you, you say Shalom back. It could be, you don't start off, you don't initiate a Shalom. It's a Shaila there. This Gemara sounds like you don't initiate a Shalom to a Rabbi, but that's a different Shaila. So Moshe answered that you don't initiate Shalom to a Rebbe. Amalei, okay, maybe you shouldn't say Shalom. B'hoylech le'ezreini, you should have gave me a little chizik. Tell me hatzlacha, like Rashi says. Say, tasliach darkecha. Tasliach malachtecha. Miyad, the next time Moshe Rabbeinu went up, Amalei, the first thing he said was, v'ata yigdol no kayach Hashem kashrei dibarta. That the kayach Hashem should get bigger kashrei dibarta, so you see a lashon of chizuk. Next time, Moshe Rabbeinu came to the Eibishter. Dr. Maravaita Rav Shua Levi, my dechsev, not a drosha, my dechsev says, but it's Shasta Egel, Vayara Om ki boishish Moshe. The Om saw that Moshe was taking too long. And the story was that Moshe went up after Mount Tabor, went up for 40 days. He said he's going to come back in 40 days in the sixth hour, in the middle of the day. He's going to come back, by Chatzos in 40 days. But Ma'aseh, Moshe Rabbeinu meant 40 full days. That means the day he went up didn't count. But the Yidden thought it counted the day that he went up. And a few Yidden's cheshbon, he was supposed to come down on the 16th day of Tammuz. But Ma'aseh, if you count 40 full days, it's the 70th day of Tammuz. So Vayara Om Kiboshesh Moshe, the Om saw that Moshe wasn't coming down on the 16th day of Tammuz. It came Chatzos, he wasn't anywhere to be found. Alto Kiboshesh Abohu Sheish, B'shosh Al Moshe L'morayim. With Tachi word Baish is coming in the sixth hour. Vishosha Olam Moish Lamar, Olam Mishol, Sefer Baam Yoim, after 40 days, Tchila Sheish Aniba, I'm coming at the end of 6 hours. By Chatzos, the Sefer Mem Yoim, Ba Sot of Irvis Olam, the Satan came and made the world crazy. It got dark and it got smoky. Virus Olam, Amalahem, and he told them, Moish Rab Chaychenu, he asked them, where's Moish your Rabbi? Amalai, they said, Olamar went up to Shemaim. Amalam, Bo Sheish, it's already 6 hours, he's not here. Bleshki Chulav. And Eden still didn't go crazy, they didn't care. Mace, they said, the Satan said, Moshe Mace, Bleshki Chulav, and listen, Haralahem, the Mus Mitasai, the Satan showed them a picture of the bed of Moshe being carried in Shemaim. Oh, then already they got scared. Ahayin to Gamalai. La'aren, kizeh Moshe ish, zeh was lashon pointing towards it. Zeh Moshe ish le'idana mahaloi, because they were pointing towards the mita of the bed of Moshe. Look, I know Moshe is, and that's why they went ahead and did the egel. So tomorrow, vayta. Omolei ahum rabbanu rav kana mishmielach mai har sinai. Do you know the taich of the word har sinai? Do you any chance you know what's the mashmoyus of the word? Har Sinai, Amalei, you know what it stands for? Har Shenasu Banisim, the mountain that Nisim were done to it, Li Yisrael, to Klai Yisrael. So they asked them back, if that's the case, Har Nisoyim Barlei, it's not Har Sinai, Har Nisoyim Barlei. Ella, so he answered a different shot, Har Shenasu Simon Toiv Li Yisrael. There was a nice Simon Toiv, a good Simon was done to Klai Yisrael, that's what it stands for. So it's not Sinai, Har Simonoyim Barlei, it's called Har Simonoyim, not Har Sinai. Amalei, so he said, my time, so my time was shechichta, came in a papa hun reader Yeshua, the mind of a garata. So the Hurabon Torah of Kana, I see you didn't have pshat. You should have gone and learned a garata by a papa hun reader Yeshua. They were big bekim in a garata. You should have gone and learned by them. They know a garata. There are chista, the rabba bereder of Huna, who learned by them. The Amri Tavayu, they accept out what Har Sinai means. My Har Sinai. Har Shiyordo Sinna La'akum Olav. Sinai stands for Sinna. It's the Har that the Sinna La'akum land on it. So Rashi learns what it means is that a Kodesh Baruch has a Sinna to the Goyim because of Har Sinai, because they weren't Mekabel Torah. Since they weren't Mekabel Torah, Hashem has a anger, a Sinna, a hate to the goyim, because they didn't kavod Torah. Other acharyanim learn the different. Then Yaakov and others learned that Hariyodah Sin Allah means that the Goyim hate the Yidin because of the Torah. That's called Har Sinai. Because we have a Torah, that is why there's anti-Semitism in this world, because we have a Torah. That means Hariyodah Sin Allah means because of this Har, the Goyim have sinned to us. There are five names to Har Sinai in the Torah, five different names. And all of them have a Pshat. Midbar Tzin, some place called Midbar Tzin, because from Lashon Tzadik, Shinitztavu Yisrael, because on this mountain, the Yidin were commanded to do mitzvahs. Midbar Kodesh, Shinitzkatru Yisrael, they became Kodesh, they became holy, became separated, Am Segula, on this mountain. Midbar Kedemois, it's called Midbar Kedemois, means like the first, the earliest. Why? Shinitna Kaduma Allah, because the Torah, which is the first, was created before the world, was given on this mountain. Midbar Paran, why is it called Midbar Paran? Sheparu v'rabu aleha Yisrael. Because of the mountain, the Yidin had more children. Rashi explains what happened. That when they went back to their wives after Matan Torah, Rashi says, Kol echad nis'abra ishto yizachar. Everyone's wife got pregnant with a boy. And Rashi ends off, I don't know where this is Ramiza, where, but that's what Gemara means, Midbar Paran, because each one had a boy after they went back to their wives after Matan Torah. Midbar Sinai, why is it called Midbar Sinai? Yor the sin lack of love, like we said before, Yor the sin lack of love, and Rashi learns it means that the Eibishter now hates the Goyim because they were Makabal Torah. And what's the real name of the mountain? Mashmoy Chayrev Shmoy. Really, the real name is Har Sinai. And if it's the real name, it doesn't have to have a pshat. And the Har Chayrev is the fifth name that we said will be in the group of five that have names al shame something that happened there. Because it became a churban for the Akum, for the Goyim, on that mountain. That the Yidin got the Torah and they got nothing. It was a churban to the Goyim. And therefore, the real name is Sinai. And it's called Har Chayrev. And why is it called the real name Sinai? So the Evan Ezra and others shine him say because of the sneh, because there was like bushes like called a sneh that grew on it wild, and there is some kind of like either rumor or it's a folktale or maybe it's real that all the rocks from the mountain of Har Sinai. You crack it open any time, even there's always a picture of a snare on it. I never saw it, but some people have told me they have seen it, that it has like a little bush on the rocks. So and it seems like this is around for years, this Masaira, that the rocks of the mountain of Har Sinai have a snare on it, have like a bush on it.